This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
There's a pretty good chance you're going to feel some blistering heat today or rain. The AP's Jennifer King.
Heat and a chance of severe storms are in the forecast for today. It's expected to stay sunny and dry in much of the Intermountain West, the Southwest, and the Eastern United States. The National Weather Service forecasts record-breaking temperatures running more than 10 degrees above normal from Texas into the upper Midwest, Mid-Atlantic, and Northeast. This heat wave will persist in the east through Thursday. Rain is forecast in the Dakotas and from eastern Michigan down to Louisiana and eastern Texas. There's a possibility of severe storms with damaging winds and hail, especially in Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. I'm Jennifer King.
The Burning Man Festival goers are finally able to leave the rain-soaked Nevada desert. The AP's Donna Warder.
Muddy roads flooded by a summer storm left tens of thousands of people stranded for days at the Burning Man Counterculture Festival in Black Rock Desert, Nevada. Things dried up enough Monday to allow the mass exodus to begin. Event organizers say they started letting traffic flow out of the main road Monday afternoon. More than a half inch of rain fell Friday, causing flooding in foot-deep mud.
The AP's Donna Warder reporting. First Lady Jill Biden has COVID, but only mild symptoms, says her spokeswoman. President Biden tested negative and will continue to be monitored, says the White House. Lawmakers are beginning to return to Capitol Hill after the Labor Day holiday. Among the items dominating Congress's agenda this month, a short-term funding measure to keep government offices fully functioning. Kenya's president says it's time to have a global conversation about a carbon tax. Kenya is hosting the first Africa Climate Summit. President William Ruto says those who produce the garbage refuse to pay their bills. This is AP News. There is some concern about some of the help the U.S. has decided to give Ukraine as it fights its war with Russia.
The U.S. has sent cluster munitions to Ukraine, but activists still seek to bolster a treaty banning them. Backers of an international agreement that bans cluster munitions are striving to prevent erosion in support of it after one leading human rights group calls an unconscionable U.S. decision to ship such weapons to Ukraine for its fight against Russia. Advocacy groups in the Cluster Munitions Coalition have released their latest annual report on Tuesday. It comes ahead of a meeting next week of envoys from the 112 countries that have acceded to or ratified the Convention on Cluster Munitions, which prohibits the explosives and calls for clearing areas where they litter the ground, often during or after conflicts. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.